My Babe. That was Spoon. And that's your World Cafe for today. We produce World Cafe at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. My name is Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and by Jarl and Pamela Mohn, thanking the people who make public radio great every day and also those who listen.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. Nick Harcourt back with you at the other end of the day for the 9 o'clock news. Coming up, 30 minutes of some of my favorite new upcoming and recent releases of the last week or so. And we kick off this week's edition of the program with a new song from Layla Moss. She's the lead singer of the band The Duke Spirit, getting ready for her third solo album, which is due out at the beginning of next year. It's going to be called Internal Working Model. And the first single features a little help from Gary Newman. This is Layla Moss with Vanishing Shadows on the 9 o'clock news.
Every word you're claiming is
LA's local natives, fresh off a big summer tour and a brand new single called Just Before the Morning, recorded in three different LA studios, apparently. Valentine Recording Studio, 64 Sound, and Sargent Recorders. I'm Nick Harcourt, your host, and this is the 9 o'clock news. 30 minutes of some of my favorite new upcoming and recent releases of the last week or so. Every Monday night at 9, these shows are also archived on our website at thesocalsound.org. Up next, we've got something new from ZZ Ward, who's working on a new album for 2023. And just shared this new single featuring Aloe Black. It's called Tin Cups.
It's been one hell of a night. Broken sidewalks, power lines. Your words buzzing.
listen to the 9 o'clock news at 88.5. It's the SoCal Sound of Nick Harcourt, your host, with music from Metronomy and Katie J. Pearson. That's Katie's reimagined version of Love Factory. The original version of that song was on an album Metronomy released back at the beginning of this year called Small World. They've now put out the Small World Special Edition album with reworked versions of songs from the original one, again released earlier on this year back in February. Up next, we've got new music from L.A. band Grand Canyon, who've got a brand new album. It's called Forevermore, and this is the song Chariot at 88.5. SoCal Sound, and you're listening to the 9 o'clock news. We're in between new music from Grand Canyon, and this is Drug Dealer featuring Kate Bollinger. The song is Pictures of You.
I didn't want to say it. Night we've known, and only peace and sound. And I'm begging now, and yes, I plead, come rescue me, oh, rescue me from this life, from this life. From the slide, 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 from the slide. From the slide,
Track from Moby featuring Apollo Jane. The song is called Rescue Me, written exclusively for a documentary called Slay, which looks into the ongoing use of animal skins, leather, fur, and wool within the fashion industry. As you may know, Moby is an animal rights activist and has been vegan for 35 years and is one of those artists who most definitely puts his money where his mouth is. It's the 9 o'clock news. Nick Harcourt, your host, here every Monday night at 9 for 30 minutes of some of my favorite new upcoming and recent releases. My full-time gig here is The Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 till 11. So if you're up and about in the morning, please do join us. Either way, whatever time of the day we get to share a little bit of time for, I am very, very grateful. So thank you for joining me. Going to leave you with music from Raylan Baxter, who's just released a new single. It's called Rubber Band Man. It's going to be on his forthcoming album, If I Were a Butterfly, which is out in a couple of weeks, November 4th, actually, through ATO Records. And I love the story behind this song. It's an ode to Thunder Sound, which is the studio where Baxter recorded the majority of his new album, and the Kentucky recording studio used to be a rubber band factory. That's right. Apparently there are still rubber bands all over the property. And Thunder Sound, says Baxter, in the earth, in the concrete, uses insulation for the studio. And that's what the song is based on, a short, fun song, as he says, that's really about staying flexible, and rolling with the punches. Until the next time, be safe, be kind, and keep it simple. Thank you for joining me. Here's Raylan Baxter and Rubber Band Man. Good night.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna do it.
From our open minds to your open ears. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Why, hello there, my pretties. Julie Slater here, your midday host. I'm on 11 to 3 each weekday. Let's discover some great new music together, and I'll throw in some classics like a good old Tom Petty fix. Each week, I pick a new album to dissect, our 88.5 album dive, hear a new track from that album just after 1 p.m. each day, and we've got Friday on a Friday. Jason Friday joins me every Friday just after 2. It's all right here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has your chance to win tickets to see The Dip on their fall 2022 U.S. tour coming to the Belasco on November 11th. You can see contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. The Dip, the Belasco, November 11th.
I asked you how your day was. You must have rubbed a smile. I wish you'd take a minute for yourself once.
Two of America's prolific songwriters, Lyle Lovin and John Hyatt, bring their unique blend of musical artistry to the Soraya November 9th. Both performers will riff, cajole, and entertain not only the audience, but themselves as well. Thanks to our friends at the Soraya, the SoCal Sound is your chance to attend. You could see contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at thesoraya.org.
Hey, this old porch is just a long time.
Sounds like Orange County, Los Angeles, Ventura County, San Diego.